Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ron Ugly is out. Chris Partee is in. You've heard Chris Partee on the Sports Radio 610 air several times, filling in. And he's with us today. Ron is on a boys trip to Aruba. I don't
Ron know. Out there chilling, man.
Yeah, he's damn sure out there chilling.
Hey man,
we get chilling headshots from Ron. We've already talked about that this week.
That is a selfie taking some buck.
Is that right, Tyler? It's just a random boys trip to Aruba.
As far as I know.
That's a hell of a deal, man.
Right? I mean, a bunch of dudes being dudes.
He's got six of them out there. I don't know.
They got the whole crew.
Well, I mean, it's hard. When I think of dudes being dudes, Aruba's not it.
That's not what you think of.
It's not what I think of. I'm not above it. I mean, I'm sure they're having and I know Ron Ugly's having a great time out there. I just think it kind of took me aback a bit.
They're all chilling in their Speedos.
I would like to not envision that. Well, Tyler.
He's got a couple of buddies that may slide out there in a Speedo, but I don't believe that Ron is one of them.
I can't remember if you were here, Clint, when we talked about it, but were you here when Ron was asking me if he could borrow my banana hammock?
Okay.
No, I did not.
I forgot to get it to him, but he was trying to see if he could get mine, that American flag banana hammock I like to rock.
I mean, is that something that you share, though?
You don't typically. They're bros.
As long as he cleans it.
They're bros, though, so I guess they'd be all right. I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. After all that talking that Ron's done over the last 6 years, if you and him got the same size pocket in your banana hammock, I'm gonna be disappointed. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Every time it comes up, he's got a real confident, look.
Swagger, right?
Oh yeah,
a real confident swagger.
That's how you know he might be exaggerating.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you and him have the same size pocket in your banana hammock, I'd be disappointed. I would call him a liar, and I'm not. You know, I just. I mean, I peeked over that partition a time or two next to you, so I know. I know.
King ding-a-ling in there.
Oh, all right. Let's move on. How about them NBA finals, y'all, man? Last night. I mean, look, Chris, I don't know if you heard us talking about it yesterday, man. Here's the thing. I think your NBA fans, you know, the Brandon Scotts, the Ron Uglies of the world that watch NBA every single night. You want him?
I'm a hoop guy.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're going to watch no matter what the matchup is, no matter what, you're going to watch it, right? To me, I'm a casual fan. I'm one of them guys that, if it's not the Rockets and it's not the finals, it's going to be tough, especially with them two kids I got running around. It's going to be tough for me to park my ass on that couch and watch random NBA.
You're not going out of your way to find time, unless it's the Rockets.
Nah.
Or like, I guess maybe a big matchup in the finals with two stars.
That's where it gets
tricky.
You know, well, for me personally, I don't like ISO ball.
It's not winning basketball.
Well, once you see superstars, once you've seen them once, or you know, in this business, we see them a lot, obviously.
All the time.
It's just not, boy, I got to tune in and see what LeBron does. Like, we've been watching LeBron for 20 years, man.
30 years.
Yeah, it feels like it was gracious. But where I'm going with that is I think this is I don't know how big it is for the NBA because I don't know what the end game is for the NBA, but I've got to believe that your old traditional, just pure basketball fans that enjoy the scheme, that enjoy ball movement, that enjoy, the ridiculous weaponizing of cardio that the Pacers have done, and the way both of these teams play ball, one plays defense, one plays offense. Now, obviously, they got the MVP in Oklahoma City, so they can score at will as well. But it's just to me one of those like, yeah, I'm gonna sit down and watch this one.
No,
you know,
I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna stay up an hour late, you know, and when I'm behind in sleep already.
Yeah.
But you know, typically it's not that for me. These two squads right here, Chris, I'm doing that with.
And, so you're tuned in.
I'm tuned in. Absolutely, I'm tuned in. And the Pacers last night they won in dramatic fashion, 111-110. The Pacers literally once again, which Brandon Scott told us yesterday. That once again they come from down 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They took their first lead. Get this: the Indiana Pacers took their first lead in the game with 0.3 seconds left.
0.3 seconds.
When Halliburton hit the big shot, and yes, Halliburton did it again. When he hit the big shot, there was 0.3 seconds left, and that was the Pacers' first lead in NBA Finals Game 1.
Yeah.
And it was a hell of a game, man. By the way, Halliburton, Papa Hallie was in the building.
He was in the building.
That's right.
Down there, front row
right.
watching.
His dad, which, by the way, I understand why he was not allowed after that incident with Giannis.
Yeah, you can't be on the court, dog.
I mean, come on, man. What a damn fool.
You got to relax.
But I'm going to tell you, as a father, as a man, and as a guy that played a little bit of ball, and yeah. My mom and my dad were in the stands, and they were the proudest humans in the world at the time. I hurt for him, man.
Not being able to be at some of those games.
Well, the ones, because it was like once that one happened, you thought, yeah. Okay, it can't get any better. Well, no, I did. He did it. He did it several times, and you're like, my man's pops is at the house, man. He ain't even in the building to see it all go down.
Yeah.
That was painful for me, man. So to see him back in the building and to see Halliburton do it again. By the way, hits a mid-range jumper, another part of the game that I just absolutely love. Instead of camping out behind a three or trying to get to the rack and dunk, a guy settles for a elbowish type mid-range jumper and knocks it down. Like, I just greatly appreciate that.
That's the thing about Tyrese Halliburton. He's one of the few, I guess, in this era of the NBA, guys that can score at three levels.
Yep.
You used to see it all the time.
Well, you got two of them right now. The one on the other end of the floor does it better than anybody in the league right now.
SGA, yeah. SGA is one of those guys. He's definitely, I mean, he may be the best mid-range guy, right? For a long time, it was Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
I think it's SGA now, as far as the mid-range goes. But
well, you only got a handful of them that'll commit to it, right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's what the NBA is about. But that's why the Pacers are able to get back in so many games, because they're so deep, and they have so many guys that can get hot from three as well.
Yeah.
You can't take your foot off their neck. When you get them down, like, so I was on last night with Patrick doing Area 45,
right.
And we're obviously keeping up with the Astros and what's going on there, going through the show. And we're looking at the Pacers game back and forth, trying to keep up with the score, and they'd be down by 13. They'd be down by 9. Then it'd go back to 12. And then I look up, it's the fourth quarter, they're down 6.
Yep.
Now they're down 3.
Yep.
And then I look up, and they're up 1. That's what this team can do. And Halliburton, it seems like ever since that article came back and the players voted him, his peers voted him the most overrated player in the game,
yes,
which was a lie then, he's just exploded on the scene.
Seems like he took that personally.
I think, Tyler, would you not take that personal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Because
I know I'm damn good at what I do.
You know? We all know you're damn good at what you do, bro. We know that. So, of course, he took that personal. And then the thing with his father, yeah, Pops was wrong for what he did, but then they suspended him for however many games. He couldn't go to the building is to watch his son. So he's been playing with a chip on his shoulder, to say the least, I would say.
Yeah, and look, the biggest thing here is Halliburton hitting that last shot. Obviously, that's the headliner.
Definitely.
The company that he is keeping now, fellas, is unbelievable, right? Listen to this. The most go-ahead or game-tying field goals in the final 5 seconds of the fourth quarter.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quarter and overtime since the 1997 playoffs.
Yeah.
LeBron James has 8. Reggie Miller has 5. And Halliburton has 5. He's right there.
He's working on that list, man.
He's off to a hell of a start, man. It's unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish there. Sunday is game 2. By the way, before we get out of that, Nembhard. Nembhard and Toppin, those two guys. Now, it's obviously a ridiculous team effort out of all of them. They played 10 guys last night. Yeah. And everybody contributed to some degree, but Nembhard and Toppin were two guys that were huge down the stretch. Halliburton's getting all the love because he hit the one shot, but when you talk about coming back from 15 points, Toppin hit a couple of big threes, and Nembhard was just an absolute. I mean, he was really the MVP down the stretch.
So Nembhard, 8 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Miles Turner, 8 points in the fourth quarter. Toppin, 6 points in the fourth quarter. On the other side for OKC, Chet Holmgren only scored 6 points, 0 in the fourth. Lou Dort, 15 points, 0 in the fourth quarter. So if you want to know why that comeback happened, look at that. Look at those
guys. You don't
need to
look any further than that, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we got, the Texans talking. I put a little segment out there yesterday, man. Texans talking, segments that are birthed from audio coming straight out of NRG Stadium. We're hearing from D'Amico Ryans as they go through OTAs, and he's hitting a couple of the biggest topics. Yesterday we talked about the current state of the offensive line and whether he's happy with what he's seeing from those guys, the adjustments. Today it's about these rookie wide receivers. Is this fair of D'Amico Ryans to make this comment? We'll have the audio and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Rock and roll, meow.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.